Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kristen Templeman, and she is the facilitator for the Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council. Good morning to you, Kristen.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, Kristen, I know you're going to talk about pinwheels and prevention, but you know, when I picture pinwheels, I see children racing across the yard, you know, with the pinwheels. It was such fun holding those up in the wind. But not every child's world is like that.
That's true. And the pinwheels are to symbolize that's what we want for children, a healthy childhood to grow up to be healthy adults. But that's not the case for every child. Mm-hmm. So the pinwheel is to indicate that for everyone and to kind of a reminder that that's what our intention is for children.
Yeah. So we get a different thought here. You say is this a national, the pinwheel? Is that a national kind of symbol?
It is, and the pinwheel has always been a symbol for April because April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and that's why you hear so much more about it this time of year.
Yeah.
So
happens, I'm sorry to say, all the time, and it happens in Cass County, Shelby County, other rural areas. We'd like to think that doesn't happen.
That's true. We do like to think it doesn't happen, but it does, and the numbers continue to climb. You know, children are abused, of course, at every age. But the statistics continue to tell us that children, 50% of children who are abused are even under the age of six. So,
well, that's the stage, I think, where they're still pretty helpless in a lot of ways. And there's a lot of power and control going on with adults.
Right, right. And families are under a tremendous amount of stress now. You know, parents are, we hope, learning how to cope with some of those stressful times. However, it's not always the case that they know how to do that or where to turn. And so as a council, we're just trying to raise awareness and to let people know how they can help, locally, and that, you know, it's everyone's business to protect children, and that's what our council is trying to let people know, especially during this month.
Okay. So let's talk about how people can help.
Right. Our Child Abuse Prevention Council has always in the past sold the pinwheels. We've kind of done that as a fundraiser. And this year we decided to take it a different way. We have contacted the Family Crisis Support Network and also West Central Community Action. Those are two agencies locally here in Atlantic that assist families and children with needs that they might have.
And they're located in Atlantic, but they serve parents and children in a big area, right?
Right, they do. That's true. The Family Crisis Support Network is nonprofit domestic abuse prevention center. So they're helping people who maybe families who are even in a domestic situation or any kind of other abusive situation. West Central Community Action is an agency that assists family with different things like clothing, food, and heat assistance. And so those are some of the things that they do. But our council contacted them and asked just for some specific things that they needed. And so we have a whole wish list of things needed for each of these places.
And it's kind of important to know what they need because sometimes we're cleaning out our closets, our basement. We just think, okay, here's a place we can dump everything. And a lot of times they have a storage, you know, they can't store everything, even though it might be something that's very usable. So it's good to start kind of with their priorities.
Right. That's true. That's true. The thing that we are asking for is that these items be new and unused. So even though, you know, we might have something that we think is perfectly good condition or something like that, we're really asking that these things be new and unused, definitely, because some of these things are, you know, like clothing items, personal care items, food, things like that, and we really want those to be new.
Yeah. Used toothbrushes would not be good.
That's right. Right. We have set up some or contacted some businesses, and we have set up some drop-off points in Atlantic. The four businesses that are helping us out is Cass County Memorial Hospital, the Hy-Vee store, Fairway, and Molly Engine Components. Those have displays at each place, and look for the pinwheels because the pinwheels are still an indication of this month and what we're trying to actually raise awareness for. But at each place is a wish list and also a bin where you can drop your new items. And, you know, there are many things that they have indicated, the agencies have indicated that we can do locally. So if you're, you know, around shopping and you can pick up an extra package of diapers or baby wipes, toothbrushes, school supplies, shampoo, and things like that, and then just drop those in the bin, that would be very helpful for these agencies.
And think about things as you're shopping that get used up. You know, there are some things you can will last quite a while. I noticed on the list, for instance, wall clocks. Well, hopefully that's going to last for a while. Blankets, that's going to last for a while. But some of these things, like you mentioned, the diapers, toilet paper, think about your own house, how fast that gets used up. So they need that continually.
That's true. They do. There are some other things that we can do to help out, too. Some housekeeping items for these agencies also needing cookware sets or even just light bulbs and paper towels. Also, basically any kind of clothing, baby clothing, and adults or young kids, they always are needing socks and pajamas, things like that. And then, of course, any non-perishable food items like any kind of boxed food or canned fruits or coffee, things like that.
So there's a long list. There's something there that would fit everybody, I think, to think about picking up at the grocery store or taking a look at. You know, sometimes we get a couple of extra things at home we might drop off. And, of course, there's always money.
That is true. We're asking that you don't leave cash donations at these drop-off sites. If you are interested in giving a cash donation, that you would just contact the Child Abuse Prevention Council. And you can contact me, Kristen Templeton, at 243-8006. And then just ask to speak to me, and we'll get something figured out that way.
Okay. And like I say, the money, it's always the right size, the right shape, the whatever. And then they can use that on what's needed most. I want to talk a little bit more about child abuse, and then we'll remind folks about this again. By the way, is there kind of a time you'd like to have this done?
There is. We actually have placed the drop-off points this week, and then we will be collecting the items on Thursday, April 12th. At that point, we'll be compiling everything and seeing which business collected the most items. And then the business that collected the most items will get the 100 displays or 100 pinwheels displayed in their yard or at their business for the remainder of the month, along with just a banner explaining to people about Child Abuse Prevention Month. So still keep looking for the pinwheels. Those will be displayed at whichever business collects the most items for us. So.
But get busy and do this. Don't put this off and say, oh, I can do that later, because the 12th of April is coming up really, really fast. Kristen, I have a question that I know a lot of people have asked you when you talk about child abuse. You know, I see somebody in the grocery store and I think that child's being abused. What do I do?
Right. That is kind of a hard situation to be in. And we've all been there, you know, and we don't always know the whole entire situation and things like that. But if there's something that puts you in an uncomfortable position, you know, anybody can make a report on child abuse. Anybody can stand up for that child and say, you know, that you're uncomfortable in this situation or exactly what you observed. And it's important to do that. It's up to everyone to protect these children and to make sure that they're safe. You know, I guess that would be my suggestion if you see something that you're uncomfortable with.
Mm-hmm. And maybe sometime it might be neighbors who see little kids running around at midnight or what. There are so many things that happen that we don't see. But that would be a fairly easy thing to report if they have a concern about that. Where do they report it?
That's true. There is a hotline, and I don't have that number right in front of me. However, you know, there is a hotline that you call and you kind of give your information, and I don't have that here. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, if you have a computer, I'm sure you can find it easily. But and we have to have some sense of, well, is this happening once? Or is it happening over and over? You know, and occasionally, I guess, people report on other people just because they want to get them in trouble. Let's be really concerned about the main thing here, and that's children.
That's true. We're asking, too, that, you know, people be really aware of the the extracurricular activities that your children are being involved in, and to ask questions to ensure safety and so that you know what their policies are and how they handle situations. You know, many places are doing background checks on people now and things like that. And as a parent or a grandparent or somebody that has a young child involved in something like that, it's definitely something that you need to ask, something that you need to be aware of, and to know what their policies are on protecting children. Mm-hmm. So
what would we observe in children, perhaps? You know, you're talking about somebody who sees children on a, you know, maybe a weekly basis or an every other day basis. Are there some things that children kind of change when they're being abused that we could say we need to look at this a little more?
They could, absolutely. You know, children who have a really big change in their attitude, maybe toward doing something, you know, if they seem really withdrawn all of a sudden or something like that. Now, however, that doesn't always mean that they're being abused. But, you know, things that are very obvious in a child that you can see that there are some obvious changes, or definitely a child who, you know, who begins to ask for help. Or, you know, try to tell somebody that they are being abused or that, you know, something's not right. We always want to make sure that we're not really getting upset with them about, you know, what they're saying. We want to keep them talking and make sure that they are saying what they need to say without feeling like they're going to be in trouble or they're going to be punished or something like that for actually trying to find some help.
Okay, so listen, and then act appropriately. Don't jump to any conclusions. Well, Kristen, we need to end here, but we want to remind folks that by April 12th, look for the pinwheels.
That's right. The pinwheels at each location. Drop off some items that can be used locally. That's very important for these agencies to continue with their work. Any kind of donation you can make would be helpful. And the wish lists are at each drop-off point. If you have any questions, you know, stop by one of those and find out what they're needing, and then just drop it off at the bin and then make sure that it's done by the 12th, Thursday the 12th.
Okay, we want to thank you very much, Kristen Templeton, for visiting with us. And Kristen is the facilitator for the Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council, which works under the Lullaby Foundation. Until next time, here's a thought. If you want to feel rich, just count all of the things money can't buy.